boats that Mr. Marconi is boasting about in 2008, they came from the Marconi Weltschmerz-Nuwe coalition, because MKD on its own has no capacity to attract those kind of votes. So I think really there's just a misnomer that Marconi, you know, can do better. ZAPU would say a bit better than Marconi.
What about ZANU NDONGA?
We know that ZANU NDONGA has always been a kind of a fringe party in Chipinge there. But when it really comes to giving ZANU PF and even MDCs a run for their money, I think you know, ZANU NDONGA would really contribute a very minuscule, you know, aspect of electoral significance on the landscape of Zimbabwe's political environment.
And looking at these two coalitions, which one is more likely to be stronger?
The MDCT Mavambo coalition can only be as strong as MDCT. The MDC ZAPU coalition can only be as strong as MDC. So if these two dominant MDC forces already have a large following and a strong electoral presence, on paper, MDCT looks stronger, but you know, with paper and polls don't make much sense in African politics.
So what about the tribal politics?
They played a big role in Kenya. They play a big role in South Africa. Some people might just argue that because the MDC is being run by Weltschmerz-Nuwe from the Matabele and Midrand side, even if he is presenting a better political proposition, no, we'd rather support Tsvangirai because he's got a better chance because of the Shona majority. So tribal politics, take it from me, is playing a very big role.